I have the pleasure right now of welcoming a couple people that are here in Pittsburgh from New York. And they're from StoryCorps, who has been here in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh over the past couple of days recording. Hi, I'll let you introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, Larry. I'm Naomi.
Hi,
and
Naomi.
I am a StoryCorps facilitator.
And?
Hi, Larry. I'm Gaspar. I'm also a StoryCorps facilitator. Happy to be here.
I'm glad that you came to be here. I know you've been really busy, too. I had the chance to be interviewed as part of the activities. Naomi, how long have you been with StoryCorps?
Oh, wow. I've been with StoryCorps a little over 3 years now.
And tell me just what it's like from your perspective and some of the experiences you've had.
Well, I definitely have the coolest job in the world, I think.
Well, you and I can debate that later.
Well, I guess we could debate that. You have a pretty cool job, too. You know, I travel around the country, and I record the stories of everyday people. And you've done this. You know, you come in with someone that you know, a friend or a family member, and you just have a conversation about the things in life that are important to you. We make a recording of that conversation, and then we archive it at the Library of Congress. And I mean, I've, you know, through doing this work in the past 3 years, I've just met just so many interesting and incredible people. I've had the privilege of sitting in on conversations between mothers and daughters, which are some of my favorites, between cousins, between coworkers. And it's amazing all the places I've been able to see as a result of the work I do.
Now, tell me more about you. Is this something you wanted to do when you were very young? Or how did you come to StoryCorps?
I think I got really, really lucky. I mean, I have a background in film. And I happened to see a posting for this particular job on a nonprofit website. And I applied. And I mean, I love listening to stories. I mean, when I was little, I probably didn't appreciate it as much, but anytime I was in the car with my mother, she'd always be telling me about her childhood and growing up in Chicago. And I think I've just always had a love for storytelling and listening to people's stories.
Now, I'm curious, and I probably will ask Gaspar this question too, but you have a background in film, yet you're working professionally solely in sound. And I'd love your perspective on why radio, why audio, why sound is such a vibrant medium.
Well, I think it's more personal in a lot of ways. You know, my degree is in film, and so I did a lot of film editing when I was in college. But actually, I did a lot of sound recording when I was in college and a lot of sound editing for one of the final projects that I did. And working with StoryCorps, I both record sound and I do some editing. And it's a very personal medium because you're not in front of a camera. You can really be free to kind of open up and be yourself. And I think there's something very true that comes through in people's voices.
I think that's a great observation. Let me turn to you, Gaspar. How long have you been with StoryCorps?
I've been with StoryCorps since May, actually, so just about 6 months.
So you're very new. And it's Gaspar?
Yeah, Gaspar.
Thank you. And where are you from?
I'm from Lower Manhattan in New York, New York.
And what attracted you to StoryCorps?
I had heard StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and was so drawn to the richness of the voices that I heard, and what sounded like a really intimate personal connection between two people who knew and often loved each other. So I saw a job posting, like Naomi said, on the internet, and I went for a job and managed to get it.
Now, you're relatively new with StoryCorps. What has the first 5 months been like? You probably had to undergo some training, and what are some of the things you needed to learn especially?
I had to learn everything about sound equipment. I didn't know that stuff beforehand. I had done some interviewing, but I hadn't worked with such fine equipment. These professional microphones and mixers and fancy things with all kinds of wires coming out. Cables. So now I know how to coil a cable properly. So training was fun. And since I've been working, I've been to several places, just around 10, and met all kinds of different people.
We'll do a quick NPR process check here. It's countercoiling all the way, right? Oh. Is that what we do? Do we countercoil at StoryCorps?
Yes.
Yes, countercoiling is. We might need you to help us teach some people how to countercoil. I'm sorry about that. But if you're involved in sound or in radio, you learn this technique called countercoiling that helps the little electrons flow better over time. But it is important, and that's one thing I was impressed by, actually, is you really have a good, solid technique for helping people tell stories, and that framework creates, you know, a great environment in which to make sure that the storytellers can come through.
Yeah.
Do you have a story from over the past 3 to 4 years that really, I'm sure you're asked this a lot, but does something really come to mind?
In terms of who I've had the privilege of listening to, well, I personally have recorded stories with a couple of my family members, which has been really special to me, my grandfather, in particular. I can remember actually way back when I first started, I was very nervous in this and, you know, having to guide people through the StoryCorps process. And I had a wonderful mother and daughter who came in to our booth when we had one in Grand Central Terminal. And the little girl who came in, I think she had some type of childhood diabetes. And so they had a 40-minute conversation about, how they realized that she had it. And the little girl was just so special. And she and her mother had this such close relationship. And that's what they talked about. And it was just such a privilege to be in the room with them and listen to how much love that they had for each other.
That's a great memory. And it really is a privilege to be able to eavesdrop or sort of be a fly on the wall in those conversations. How about you, Gaspar, in the short time you've been with StoryCorps, has anything really resonated with you? Or maybe something you've heard on NPR as a listener?
Absolutely. I've done about 70 interviews since I started, and one that really touched me was a conversation between a mother and a daughter in Los Angeles. And the mother was blind, resulting from glaucoma, which is an illness of the eye. And she was talking to her daughter about how she lost her vision. She was driving in Los Angeles and pulled up to an intersection before she realized it. The world went black. And I had never heard someone really open up and share something quite so personal before. And she talked about how sad she was because she couldn't see her daughter grow up. But she managed to get a surgery that repaired her vision temporarily for about a year. Saw her graduate from high school. Saw her daughter graduate from high school. And the two of them, they were sad, but her daughter had never really heard some of these things before. So she was really touched to be able to get that moment with her mom where there were no distractions, nothing pulling them away from each other.
Yeah, I think one of the great things that happens in a session like that is people learn new things that come out that would not have come out otherwise, with the microphones being the muse to some extent. Now, StoryCorps is here at the Children's Museum talking with a lot of people that have been involved with the museum over its 25-plus years of history. But whether or not you're able to get involved directly with StoryCorps, there are a lot of good tips for how you can engage family members and friends in conversation and recording them for posterity. Mm-hmm. And those are all at the website, right?
Yep. So you can go to www.storycorps.org. And there's a couple different things you can do. We do have portable kits that we send out to folks, and they can record the stories of their family members and have those recordings archived at the Library of Congress. And we also have a do-it-yourself section on our website. So it has really good tips for how to set up your room, how to set up your space, and really how to have a good conversation with somebody that's important in your life.
Well, great.
And Larry, you know, you actually don't need professional sound equipment to do something like this. What I learned since I've been at StoryCorps is that you can really just sit down with a loved one, a parent, your brother, sister, and just have a heart-to-heart, look them in the eyes, turn off your cell phones or the TV, and just talk about things that you don't really get to talk to very often. I've done that several times now with my own family members, and I find that it's been very fruitful. So
great. Well, I wish you the best of luck for the rest of your time here. Any quick impressions of Pittsburgh? Have either of you been here before?
I've never been here before in the time that I've worked here. It's a great city. You guys got great food, and it's beautiful with all the bridges.
Oh, thank you.
Same thing for me. My first time visiting. I came here a long time ago, but I was in the suburbs. And I'm really amazed by all the riverfronts and the lights over the city at night. It's a beautiful place.
Well, thanks both for being here. We're just about to the top of the hour, and stick around if you'd like, and I can show you a little bit more of the studio. Thank you.